What are your hopes for the park?
That it comes to be. I really think of my job, because it will, it's decades till it's done, of course. So my job really is to make it be inevitable, create the conditions and constituencies that move it along, that make sure this space stays as a public asset. One of the things that is worrisome is that it's still not mapped as parkland, and that's a political issue. And even though I know that nobody will ever allow garbage to be dumped here again, when something is not mapped parkland, that means that you can dump other things on it, like you can dump uses, you can dump garages, you can dump adolescent jails, you can dump all kinds of, uses, not in my backyard kind of things on a site like this if you don't protect it. So that is why my hope for it is that it comes to be. There'll be changes in the plan along the way, and that's fine, it's as it should be.
Do you have a favorite park or a section?
That place that looks like Tuscany is actually a pretty
in South Park.
It's in South Park, yeah. But there's also a place different. There's different things I love about it, actually. When you drive around the Eastern Mound, the immensity of the Eastern Mound, just its hugeness. And there's also a huge man-made infrastructure that is managing the water, and it's made out of gabions. And that is pretty, you're in the middle of this natural looking landscape. And then there are these huge man-made interventions. And it just, the mental construct of that, even as you look around this incredibly beautiful place, it is totally engineered. And so as much as I like particular beautiful places, I love the fact that this place is just the most vivid testimony to the strength of nature and the creativity of people.
Do you consider yourself to be an environmentalist? I guess maybe a better question would be, would you describe yourself as an environmentalist?
I'm not the person in the office who remembers to separate the trash. Everybody else is. And I actually think that's a generational thing. But to me, environmentalist means you're an advocate for the environment, possibly as opposed to other things. And so, to the exclusion, or that's the main thing. And I don't know, I'm sounding evasive in ways I don't like, but I'm trying to sort of parse it, because I care about the balance of things. I would say I'm a sustainableist as opposed to an environmentalist. I guess that's what I would say.
I like that. I like that. That very much does that word does very much encapsulate the word balance.
Mm.
And that's what this park is all about, mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any reflections about being a woman working in government? I mean, that's sort of a segue, but...
Yeah, actually. I think you get also lots written about this, obviously, but the whole my consultation approach and flat organization approach and team approach, as opposed to more hierarchical, I do think that is easier for women to do, and I think it makes it's helpful in intergovernmental work and interagency work, where you're working in a forest of silos, and so the fact that I'm comfortable, you know, in a less hierarchical structure, I think that I tend to think that that's a woman thing. I do also on another front, though, I think that women have the chance in government to get, as opposed to actually the private sector, to get more responsibility sooner. You get, if you're in government and you're competent, you stick out. Because executive level work in government pays less than private sector, you get more executive responsibility sooner. So I think that's a good thing if you don't care about money. I don't know, was that the sort of thing you were wondering
yeah,
about?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. And I guess my last question for you is, if there is one thing that you would want people to know either about this department, the park, government, sort of those sort of themes, I mean, what would that be?
One thing?
One, two, you know, I mean.
Wow, that's a hard thing to say. I guess maybe it is that this is a place that has so much potential to be the most potent teaching moment about how our society has been wasteful, needs to control what we do about it, but also can we can transform. We can change. We can be better. I think that that's this site says, if we decide to, we really can restore places that we've harmed. And all the lessons that go along with that. And you know, the word harm in that is wrong, because harm makes it sound like somebody did something bad on purpose. And in fact, somebody had to think about where the city of New York was going to put its trash. And maybe what this is further about is how you can come back from the bad unforeseen consequences of what you do. And the other important thing is that the people who are working on it, both in parks and in sanitation, care about it. They care about doing the best job they can to bring this site back to the public. That actually, I would love that to get reflected. Both parks and sanitation care about this project that we're all doing together from our different vantage points.
That's great.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you feel like you wanted to say, or?
I don't think so. I'm sure something will occur to me in the middle of the night.
That stuff usually happens. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate your time.
Sure. Happy to do it.